you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 31st. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. The family of a man who died after being shot by police in Huntington Park last week is calling for accountability. KPCC's Julia Barajas reports local residents are outraged over the death of 36-year-old Anthony Lowe.
Lowe was a double amputee. Before his death, he allegedly stabbed a man before leaving the scene in a wheelchair. A video of part of his encounter with the police shows him holding a knife and moving away from officers with their guns pointed. Jessie Berto lives about 2 miles away from where the shooting took place. She says she wishes police had worked to de-escalate the scene instead of shooting.
This could have been my brother, right? It could have been my sister. It could have been someone, my relative, that was going through a mental health crisis. You know, so we have to start thinking outside of the box, I think.
Liberto was at the press conference surrounded by people in tears as they listened to Lowe's family. She says it's time for a different police response to adults in crisis. In a statement, the Huntington Park Police Department said investigations are still pending. I'm Julia Barajas.
Some sad news from Hollywood. Actress Cindy Williams has died. She's best known for her role in the classic ABC sitcom Laverne and Shirley. She starred opposite Penny Marshall, who played Laverne. She also starred in Francis Ford Coppola's suspense movie The Conversation. Williams' family told the Associated Press she passed away yesterday at her L.A. home after a brief illness. Cindy Williams was 75. New Mexico authorities say they plan to file charges against Alec Baldwin today for his role in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the Rust movie set. KPCC's John Horn says the film's armorer is also expected to be charged.
Baldwin and Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was in charge of the weapons on the set, each will be charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter, according to the Santa Fe County District Attorney's Office. David Halls, an assistant director on the film, who handed a loaded gun to Baldwin before he shot and killed Hutchins, previously entered into a plea agreement for cooperating in the investigation. Baldwin, who also served as a producer of Rust, shot and killed Hutchins, a 42-year-old mother of a young son, during a rehearsal in October of 2021. If found guilty, Baldwin and Gutierrez-Reed could face a sentence of as long as 18 months, with a possible additional 5-year enhancement because Hutchins' death involved a firearm. I'm John Horn.
President Biden has announced that he will end the COVID-19 national emergency and the public health emergency May 11th. This means an end to free COVID tests and the potential skyrocketing of costs of vaccines. LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says the department will have to pick up where the federal government left off.
I think the work in front of us, certainly between now and May, is to secure an ample supply of vaccines, therapeutics, and testing so that nobody has any barriers to receiving what we now know are the effective tools to mitigate the impact of COVID.
Ferrer adds that the county will work with the state and federal governments to make sure there is no interruption in access. Children's Hospital Los Angeles will use a $2.5 million grant to help youth facing mental health crises. Dr. Christine Mirzion will direct the project and says the money will be spent on training pediatric residents on how to prescribe medication while patients wait on therapy and counseling.
It's sort of that process where you're waiting for therapy, you're trying to find therapy, you know something needs to be done right away. How can you address that as a pediatrician right when you're seeing the patient in your office?
Residents will also have an opportunity to hear about mental health concerns and work in substance abuse prevention in South Los Angeles. Thieves have stolen more than $35 million from some of the state's most vulnerable residents. This appears to be because the debit cards California uses to send financial assistance are too easy to exploit. CalMatters reporter Jeannie Kwang says that the state is trying to make it easier for these theft victims to get their money back.
I spoke with multiple people who had their benefits drained more than once, sometimes minutes after the funds hit their accounts. For some, it took weeks to get the money replaced, a delay that can mean being short on grocery money or falling behind on rent. Now, the state has reduced the number of steps victims have to take to replace the stolen benefits. But the main problem is that electronic benefits cards don't have security chips, which have been a consumer protection standard for years, And it's still unclear when the state will make that upgrade, since lawmakers have to approve budget funding first.
That's CalMatters reporter Jeannie Quang. A recent environmental science and technology study reveals that California gas stoves are leaking cancer-causing benzene. So if you have a gas-powered stove, how concerned should you be? Harvard Assistant Professor of Pediatrics Aaron Bernstein on KPCC's Air Talk said that people can take simple steps to reduce their exposure.
If you have a vent over your stove, use it. If you don't, particularly for folks in Southern California, you can open your doors and windows, use a fan most of the year.
He says air circulation can reduce indoor air pollution from your stove and other appliances that use natural gas. This winter has seen several rescue missions and ongoing search efforts on Mount Baldy, where safety remains a major concern as the snow piles up. KPCC senior reporter Jill Replogle talked with an expert who says there are some key things to remember before taking a winter hike in the mountains.
Microspikes are not sufficient for hiking up steep, snowy Southern California mountains. You need crampons, which have long spikes that let you dig into ice. They're much burlier than microspikes. You also need a helmet and an ice axe that you can use to stop yourself from sliding down a slope.
Jill says it also helps to practice using your gear in more controlled conditions until you're comfortable. She talked to a man who was rescued from Mount Baldy in mid-December, along with his wife and another couple. Find her story and more tips on safer hiking in snowy SoCal mountains on our website, laist.com. And of course, that's where you can read up on lots of local news. Cool and windy conditions prevail today through tomorrow. High temperatures will be near normal tomorrow. Meantime, look for highs this afternoon in the 50s and 60s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.